Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on This Needs to Be Said. Our friend, Attorney Brent, is back, and he's going to introduce himself this time, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
We skipped it last time.
No problem. No problem. So, yeah, so I am Brent Westbrook. I'm an attorney in St. Charles, Missouri. We're just a suburb west of St. Louis, Missouri. We focus our practice here, Westbrook Law Group, on bankruptcy work and helping financially distressed people get financial relief that they need so that they can move on and get a fresh start in their life.
Fantastic. How did you get into bankruptcy?
You know, I went to law school, and my first year, it's hard to find a job that summer after your first year, and I kind of lucked out and got a job working for a very good, as an intern, a bankruptcy judge in Kansas City, Missouri, and got to kind of see that side of it, and he had some big Chapter 11 cases in his courtroom, and I could kind of see the people, the individual people that were coming through and the help that they were getting, and just got interested in it, and then, you know, got some experience, got hired by a firm that did bankruptcy work, and eventually made partner in that firm, and then moved over to St. Louis and opened my own practice. So here we are.
Now, I have a question for you. So in law school, when you went into law school, were you thinking bankruptcy, or did you just want to be a lawyer?
No.
How did you make your decision?
Yeah. So it's kind of a good question. So I went to college thinking I was going to be a doctor.
Really?
And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and most of my family's in the medical field. So I kind of pivoted during college went on to law school. My grandfather had passed away, and we had found out after he passed that it was there was a mistake that the physician had made, and so it kind of got me interested in law. And so when I was going to law school, I thought, man, I'm going to do trial work, and we're going to do medical malpractice and all this stuff. You know, I was not thinking bankruptcy work, but I got some experience there. And I think above all else, the nice thing about a bankruptcy practice is you get to work with people, you know.
Yeah,
so
and still
you get
to
help
people.
People,
yeah.
That's right.
I love people's stories. I was going to be a fourth grade school
teacher. Oh, what was it?
I was going to be a fourth grade school teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Far from it.
It's funny, you know, I think when I was real little, I wanted to be a fighter pilot, but that was because the movie Top Gun was out, you know, and that's so anyway, then a doctor, now a lawyer. So anyway,
I mean, reasonably, I mean, if most of the people in your family are in the medical field, that would be natural for me. I would have gone into healthcare because of my mom, but I thought I'd be a school teacher, you know, set up my stuffed animals as a kid. That's what fourth grade will be. And I volunteered, went to school, got my degree to be a teacher, and then worked in the school system and decided they'd fire me. So I'd better find me another way to teach because this is what they're doing in here. I can't do the robotics. I'm a creative, and I believed what they taught me in school. So, it's amazing how our lives pivot. Something makes you go, wait a minute, you know, let me do this. Can I still do the same thing? Can I still educate? Can I still bring education to people, information that's useful? Can I still do that? Because that was my point. It didn't have to be fourth grade. So, the pivot, I understand that. So we got the introduction out of the way, audience. Don't you get me? So this time, we're going to get into the topic of mortgage forbearances and what that actually means. And I think the other part is because I'm not that smart. I'm just reading notes, everyone, so I don't want y'all calling me. You have to call Attorney Brent. I want to sound as less legal as possible here. And I understand that this is coming to an end. So is this as a result of the pandemic over the past year?
Yes. We're
Okay.
seeing, you know, mortgage companies willing to put people in forbearances, you know, for a certain period of time, right, due to the pandemic. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
yeah.
So
what
a mortgage
what,
for. Okay.
Go,
I'm going to
go
be
ahead.
quiet. How about that?
No, no. The main thing, though, forbearance, when you hear that word, you want to be careful, because really what that is, it's the mortgage company stating and agreeing that they're not going to take negative action against you for a certain period of time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes when people hear forbearance, they think, I'm not ever going to have to make up those payments, or, you know, they're going to for sure put those payments on the back end of my mortgage loan, which sometimes they do, but you've got to apply for that and qualify and make sure that you get that in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I don't want people to get a false sense of security. And I think it's great that mortgage companies are working with people right now, you know, when everybody's had such a hard time, but you also want to make sure that you do deal with those payments in a way that that you can and do follow through and apply to get those modified and put on the back end of your loan or some other you know, resolution that you can deal with and that your mortgage company is going to approve.
Mm-hmm. So you said qualify, so this isn't an automatic thing. For those who have a mortgage, they were not automatically put into it. I think that's what you're saying.
You can get put into a forbearance. So, for example, let's say you go into a mortgage forbearance and they put you in forbearance for 6 months. You just want to make sure that you understand that those 6 months of payments don't go away. Sometimes the mortgage company will do a loan modification and take those 6 months of payments and put them at the back end of your loan. But sometimes they're due, you know, right at the end of the 6 month period. So you want to be proactive, make sure that you've got a plan in place to get those payments that were part of the forbearance dealt with, so that you can stay in your home.
So is this a time to come and see a bankruptcy attorney, or are there some tips for people to check and see where they are? What tips would you give them?
What I would give them is to, you know, if they're in a forbearance, contact the mortgage company and apply for that loan modification, you know, if that's what they're trying to do to get the payments put at the back end of their loan, or, you know, let them catch up over a certain period of time where they can afford to make those payments and catch up the payments that were in forbearance. But get it in writing, get it done. That way it's not just out there in limbo, and you know that you've got a plan in writing and you guys are on the same page. Right. Yep, and there are options, even if the mortgage company says, all the payments are due, sorry, you were behind when you went into forbearance, and now we can't do the loan modification, put them on the end, you still can save your property in a bankruptcy case. So there are other options to keep you in the property, even if the forbearance, even if you don't get that loan modification, or the mortgage company wants you to make up those payments that were in forbearance in a way that's impossible for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent. This is a good time for you to let them know how to get in touch with you, to have a free consultation, to talk about their situation. The information we share on the show is general information to give you comfort, to understand attorneys are approachable, and this topic of bankruptcy isn't scary. But you don't call me. You will call attorney friend. So tell people how to get in touch with you outside of this needs to be said.
Right. So our website has all of our contact information on it. So it's www.westbrooklawgroup.com. All of our, you know, phone number, email, any of those other, you know, Facebook, all of that stuff, the links are right there on the website. And that's the best way.
I am so excited to have these conversations. You've been so much fun. So I'm looking forward to what's to come next. So thank you so much for joining us on This Needs to Be Said. And until next time, have a super day, Attorney Brent.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me on.